Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. This is your time to bring your questions and my time to answer them. It's a beautiful day here in Texas, and I hope it is where you are. I'm sort of trapped inside today. I have a dove nesting on my front porch right by my front door, so I can't go out my front door. It's so sweet. I went out last night not knowing the nest was there. And I startled this poor bird off her nest, and she went fluttering around. So now I'm kind of trapped in my house where I have to go out the back door. But it's springtime, and that's part of spring. New things coming, new babies, flowers bloom, and I hope you're enjoying it today. Now, let's get down to the business of talking about calcium bentonite clay and how it's beneficial to our bodies. Mary in Massachusetts says, recently my dentist wanted to apply fluoride to my teeth where the gums have receded. I've had root canals in some of the teeth, and the dentist says they're cavity prone and that she wouldn't be able to save the tooth if I got a cavity. I do not want to use the fluoride. How can I use clay to help my gums protect from cavities and remineralize my teeth? How long before I see results? Thank you. Mary, I really think fluoride has gotten a bad rep. The amount of fluoride that they put in the water is so minimal, and recently in San Marcos, they have voted to have the fluoride removed from the drinking water, the public water. And, you know, I know people in Texas, if you lived in the panhandle in certain areas, the well water was high in fluorine, and their teeth would have brown stains on them, but they never had cavities. And their teeth were very strong and healthy. And they don't put enough in there to, you know, to stain your teeth or anything, just a little bit. I'm really concerned about my grandson because he's a candy eater. And he isn't, you know, you have to force him to go brush his teeth morning and night. If you can get him to do it twice a day, you're good. And I think his idea would be good for all your teeth. I really think, I've never heard that root canals are prone to cavity and that you couldn't save the tooth if you got a cavity. And that they may be trying to convince you to have this because they really think it's for your good. You can use clay to pack powdered clay around your gums. And I take a little ridge on the back of my toothbrush with the powder and pull my cheek out and deposit it between my teeth and gums. And the saliva sticks it in place. And you can sleep with it on all night and then rinse it out and go about your business in the morning. And it does help your gums very much. I think it helps prevent cavities from coming. And I've heard a few people with small cavities that have not gotten larger, and some of them have cleared up. If it's a large cavity, it's a little beyond clay's reach. But brushing your teeth with clay is also good to get it in between your teeth. You can squish with clay. It's hard to get it around your upper teeth. That's the only thing. You almost need to stand on your head to get it in there. I guess you can. And it also helps build bone density. I think the bone density is one of the strongest things it does. Those jawbones need to be strong when you get older to hold your teeth. How long before you see results depends on what your situation is. If you already have cavities, it'll be difficult. And, you know, I guess it depends if it's a side cavity or if it's one from the top. But when you have a root canal, they usually fill that top portion or put a crown or something over it. So I'm not understanding what she's talking about here unless she just really thinks. I know my dentist is concerned about the kids and San Marcos because he's really afraid that he's just going to have a whole lot of kids with bad teeth because kids are so prone to eat candy and stuff. And my grandson is horrible about it. I won't buy him candy. and I don't give him candy. When he comes to my house, and I make him brush my teeth. The best thing to protect your teeth is brushing them after you eat. Go brush your teeth, floss. If you can't get to your toothbrush and toothpaste, get one of those little, they have these little flossers on the little plastic deal that you can kind of floss between your teeth, or use one of those little brush things between your teeth to get the food out so you don't get cavities, and eat a balanced meal. But I really think the clay does help. I know it helps with gums. We've stopped people from having gum surgery, cleared up their gums and tightened them, the pockets back up. Because you chew every day, as you get older, those pockets begin to get pushed down. And I would say you need to do the clay in your gums a couple of times a week. If you just do it once and clear it up, you know, it's not going to stay that way. Because as you chew, those gums get pushed down. So depending how long you are, old you are, and how tight your gums are, you may have to do it two or three times a week. Okay, the next question. Can you use liquid clay as a daily swish in your mouth like people use coconut oil to do a coconut pull, where they swish with the clay in their mouth to eliminate bacteria and detox? How long should you swish the liquid clay in your mouth? Yes, you can, and I do it. I think they say 15 minutes with some of the oils. It seems like an awfully long time. That's a lot of work. I think if you do it about 5 minutes, you're doing good. It's going to definitely pull the bacteria out, and you're getting it. I'd brush my teeth first, and then I'd swish with the clay. But it's a very good habit to do. I oftentimes do it, and I usually spit it out because I don't know what it's pulled out. And of course, clay holds what it pulls out, so if you swallow it, it's not going to hurt anything either. I don't know, it's just the thought of it. All right, good question there. Following right on the dentist. A Trudy Garden in Beaverton, Minnesota. Hello, walking 3 times per week, 8 hours per day on concrete, spider veins accelerating, ankles, mid-calf, behind knees, outside thighs, a few bulges, normal colored, where it could be that varicose veins are surfacing, using top-notch essential oils with Miracle Tooth Gel. Would like to include living clay in my protocol. Would love your input. Okay, I would do some clay wraps on your legs from your knees down, from wherever the area is. Maybe on the weekends you can do it real good and sit out and put clay all over your leg and behind your knees and everywhere you have these spider veins, and prop your feet up. Anytime you can, you need to be propping your feet up. Once these veins expand and swell, it's hard to get them to contract and stay contracted because the clay will kind of contract them, and then the next day when you stand for a long time and walk on this concrete, they're going to stretch out again. So it's going to be a constant thing, but the clay definitely does help with it. And so I use the clay topically, and of course I recommend everybody drink the clay. You don't want to use the clay and the essential oils at the same time, because the essential oils soak in and clay pulls out. Clay wants to pull circulation for healing and oxygen for repair. And it's also going to tighten and try to shrink those veins. Try to let me know. It may take some persistence on that because you are getting up and there is gravity when you're standing and walking all day, particularly on concrete. I hope you have some good walking shoes. Bless your heart. Okay, Hannah in the Plains. Hi, what company sells the best quality calcium bentonite clay? I have read that it helps to get rid of toxins after radiation treatment, and can be used after radiation treatment by 2 years, and it's going to be effective. Thank you. I find the best clay on the planet is the Living Clay brand. I'm partial to it. I've compared it to about 40 other clays, and I've had so many of our customers tell us that they find that it's a superior, and they've been using another clay and switched to ours. It's called Living Clay. You can Google it online. There are a lot of different companies that sell it, or you can go directly to the company, livingclayco.com. Some of the other companies selling it sometimes have specials if you want to check around to get the best buy, and just call and get prices on some of them. It's very good for pulling out radiation. When I go to the dentist and I get my teeth x-rayed, I take my clay with me. When I get out, I go in the bathroom and I just smear it around my jaw and along that jawline where they did the x-rays in my throat and cheek. And I just plan on driving home, so I don't care if anybody sees me or not. I'm not going to be out in public. And then when I get home, I give myself a good facial in the neck area just to be safe. Clay baths are very, very good for getting rid of the toxins. If you take two clay baths a week for 3 months, you're probably going to get rid of any heavy metals and radiation, excess radiation in your body. To do a clay bath, you want to get a blender and put about 2 cups of water in, put a cup of clay, and then fill it to about an inch of the top with more water. Blend it on high for 30 seconds. Start your bath water. You want it pretty hot because you're going to pour the cold water into it. Add the liquid clay from the blender. Rinse it out real good to get all the clay. And before you get in the bath, remove those blender blades and wash them off. I fill the tub pretty good. I want to get down and sink into the water. I take a wash rag where I can swirl it around and keep the clay circulating because it tends to settle. And I take a cup where I can take it and pour it over parts of me. Sometimes I pour it over my head and my hair. And I put a towel behind my neck where I can get down in the water and stay there. If you can stay there 15 or 20 minutes or 30 minutes, you're going to get a good detox. It is proven faster and more effective than some of these chemical invasive, where they're putting the chemicals in your vein. The DMSA, I'm not sure what the initials are, that dimethyl blah, 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 a bit long chemical name. But it's been proven that the clay is more effective in detoxing heavy metals. So whether you know you have them or not, you probably do. We are exposed to them. It's when they build up. The body's really designed to filter all this stuff out, but sometimes we get into more stuff and the body can't keep up with its homework. The liver and the kidney can't keep everything filtered out. That's when it gets stored in the body and these toxins build up and we start finding our resistance to things has been challenged and our immune system is compromised. We start getting sick and things start happening to us. So I recommend clay baths for everybody. Do them at night because you're going to sleep like a baby and you're going to get out. You don't have to rinse off with fresh water. Just get out and dry off and you'll notice your skin feels baby soft. It's really, really soft. It relaxes you. People with migraine headaches take it and get rid of their headaches. We have autistic children that in the first clay bath, their parents notice they're calmer. They're making more eye contact and they become more verbal. And the only thing I know is the energy in the clay and the relaxation that opens the flow of energy. You heard about chi in the body and we have chi places, different points that get blocked up. The energy doesn't flow. When things flow, everything does better. So I really highly recommend clay baths, particularly for toxicity. All right. There's a booklet on bentoniteclayinfo.com on how to kickstart your day with living clay. And there are instructions in that little booklet. It's a free downloadable booklet on how to mix the clay for different things, like the baths or a poultice or things. Okay, Millie in Ponchatoula, Louisiana. Hope I'm saying that right. I suffer from IBS along with thyroid issues, knee cartilage related pain and swelling. I purchased the online version of the book that gives instruction for various treatments. IBS is said to start with 1 ounce 3 times a day, increasing 1 ounce up to 6 to 8 ounces daily, but it didn't say how long to maintain this level. It didn't say anything about the maintenance level. I got up to 6 ounces 3 times for 1 day only, but it was like a colonoscopy prep. Everything that went into my mouth came out within moments. I couldn't leave the vicinity of the bathroom. Then for 2 or 3 days, I took none. Then I took 2 ounces in the morning only for about a week, gradually increased to 5 to 6 ounces morning only. That level still caused me some distress, but it dissipates by noon, so I've been putting up with it for the past 10 days. Is my effort enough? What do I need to change for how long? This is a very difficult process for me, but if it will correct things, then I can go down to a low dosage for maintenance. I'll be a happy camper. Yes, you know, we give those protocols, and they're kind of a general suggestion because everybody's at a different place with their disease, and it's hard to say exactly how much to take. But let your body be your guide. If you're getting diarrhea, usually clay stops diarrhea, so you've got some things going on in your digestive system, definitely. Start slow and gradually build up, and when you start notice something getting different that you don't like, back down and you found your happy place. Find your happy place with the clay. You can break it up. I'd rather see you, rather than taking 5 or 6 ounces in the morning, take 2 or 3 ounces several times a day and see how that does. Maybe 2 ounces 3 times a day and see how that does, because I want that coating on that colon to do the healing. When you just take it once a day, it eventually passes through you. So, you know, and you may take it before a meal. It might be helpful to take it not on the empty stomach all the time. And play with it and just find your happy place. If you get clay in you and on you, it's going to find a way to work to some extent. Generally, we are pretty aggressive with colon problems. If you go to the website, you'll see the testimonial there on the lady with horrible liver problems and colon problems. She had irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, and she was drinking 8 ounces 3 times a day for 4 months. And when they eventually had to do surgery for a weak spot in her colon, when she got through, the doctors were wanting to know what she had done to go from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old in 4 months. And now I think she takes like 4 ounces daily, or maybe twice daily. Anytime you feel it coming back on, you can increase the clay, and different things are going to trigger it. So just play with your amounts and find what works for you. It's not one shoe fits all. So I think you're wise to stop for a while and cut back, and it looks like you're trying to find your happy place. And, you know, call me anytime. I'm always happy to talk to people. I don't want you suffering, being miserable or afraid because something's happened. So my number's on the website. You can always call me. Sally in Fairfield, could you talk more about using clay for helping to grow hair back? Any testimonials would be wonderful to hear. Sally, we've had people who have had been taking chemo and lost their hair and will put the clay on. And one gentleman said, Before I used the clay, my hair was growing back in splotches. I would have a thick, dark clay and then a thin one, and it was just at different degrees all over his head. And he started using the clay, and it grew in evenly and very healthy and strong. Now, if it's just a bald spot, I know the other day, my hair is getting very thin. I'm 77. It's getting thin in front. And I've seen my brother. He's older than me, and I knew I was headed for the same thing. Because it's hereditary when you get older. So I part my hair and put a little clay mask and massages in my scalp and the front of my head where it is, and then I have a balding spot kind of in the back, and I do the same thing there. And then I put a shower cap on and just sleep with it on. And if you want to do it all over your head, that's great. Now, when you wash it off, you're probably going to need to use a conditioner after your shampoo, because the hair is going to be very coarse. The clay really thickens your hair, and you've taken a lot of oil out. So maybe in a few days do a hot oil treatment. But I really like it. I can see new hairs coming in the front. I did this not long ago. And, you know, we shed at different times of year, and when I see myself shedding, I try to remember to do it. And I have little thin new hairs coming in at the front, so it does work. So be patient. If you're bald, just take the clay mask and rub it on your head kind of thickly and put a shower cap over it and sleep with it on and see how quickly it starts growing back. That was a good question. We haven't had that in a while. Janet in Austin, does bentonite clay contain aluminum? Yes, ma'am, all clays contain aluminum. It's one of the key ingredients to why the clay works. It's an important component with the silica in clay. It's not bioavailable to the body. It's not the kind of aluminum that causes, the man-made kind that causes all the problem, and it doesn't break out of the clay molecule. The minerals in clay has a lot of minerals, and it's got a little of some all the bad things, or any of them, if you took in large amounts, could hurt you. You know, it's balance and moderation, but these are trace amounts in parts per million, and they are locked together. The minerals make up the clay particle. It's like you have flour and sugar and eggs and water, and you're baking a cake, and you mix them together. Now you have a cake. Well, the clay particle is the minerals all baked together. They baked in the volcano, coming through the volcano, and all the impurities were burned out. And these minerals are supercharged with a negative charge, and they're linked together by, it's a chemistry term called covalent oxygen bonds, make it a superstructure. And what by superstructure means it's very hard to break apart. It would take temperature much greater and acids much greater than the body can produce to break the metals out away from the clay particles. So I wouldn't worry about any of that. They serve a different purpose. They make the flat surface of the clay particle with a negative charge, and it's all good. So don't be afraid of that. Alma and Baton, and by the way, the clay particle does not pass through the colon wall into the bloodstream. Clay never enters the bloodstream. That's why we have to use it and then use it internally to clean from the mouth south, and then use it topically to pull toxins that are already in our body or infections out, or take the clay baths. Alma and Baton Rouge, please discuss how clay can help rebuild the enamel of your tooth. There are a lot of things about clay. I don't know how it does what it does, and I don't know if it really rebuilds. It's not going to put another layer. It just hardens and makes secure what's there. I do know of some people that have had small cavities that went away, and I had one the dentist watched for 5 years, and now he doesn't mention it anymore. So I'm assuming that since I brush with clay and pack my gums in clay, that we've taken care of that little puppy. If it's a big one, I doubt if it's going to do it. There's an energy in clay, and silica is very good for your bones and teeth. And silica is one of the dominant minerals. It's the crystal mineral in clay. And I think the silica is what's important for building strong bones and teeth. And so that's where I'm guessing that it comes from. The clay works from so many angles in the body at the same time. The energy of the clay, the minerals in the clay, the fact that it's a catalyst that can break out what it needs, though you don't get the minerals when you take the clay. They're not bioavailable to the body, and they're not, the clay isn't digestible. However, the clay is a catalyst. And with enzymes, if you look up catalysts and enzymes, they co-create. The enzymes can attach to the clay particle, and together they can actually make vitamins and minerals and proteins that the body is deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. In my new book, Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing, in the first chapter, there's a story there about these shrimp that lived in clay caves of clay, in pools of clay water. And the biologist came along and said, well, they couldn't live on clay and water alone because there's no protein, there's no energy, there's no food in clay. Clay is not a food. And so they took them out and tried to feed them, and they died. But when they left them in the clay water, they thrived, and they reproduced, and they did well. They determined these shrimp had enzymes that made peptide chains, made amino acids. And from the amino acids, you make peptide chains. From that, you can make proteins, which are amino acids, are the building block of the body, and make vitamins and minerals. So the clay can be a self-sufficient meal for these shrimp. That's all they needed to live on. And that's pretty phenomenal. So that explains a little bit the wonders of clay. The pH is another factor. The energy of clay, the fact that it pulls and draws and captures these toxins. When you put all of that together, it works on the whole body, and it's just as amazing, the result. Okay, let's see if we have any other questions. Good questions today. Alma in Baton Rouge, are you saying our body cannot absorb the silica in the clay? I don't know if we absorb the silica in the clay, no. But the silica in the clay, through the enzymes, can help build healthy bones and teeth. Clay is a complicated structure, and to my knowledge, no one has ever died from taking clay. The worst thing you can have is a Herxheimer reaction, which is a detox reaction. You can look up Herxheimer. It's Herxheimer. It's a German name, and it's a natural detox reaction the body has if they're highly toxic. Most people don't experience it, but that's about the worst thing you can get from clay. If you're highly toxic and they're trying to come out and don't get out, you may break out in a rash. Some people feel flu-like for a few days, but it generally lasts just 3 or 4 days, and then you start feeling wonderful again. So I have studied chemistry, thank goodness, and I'm reading these scientific books on clay and soils and things, and the chemistry is really over my head. I have had to spend a lot of time digesting and looking up and going back in my chemistry books and backing up to where I can understand what they're talking about. The silica works, I know, on people with broken bones. The silica in the clay, I think, is instrumental. I had a friend my age that fell and broke his wrist. And so he had a splint on, and I told him, I said, if I get you some of the clay, will you put it on your wrist and wrap it in saran wrap and then put your splint over it? Because he could take a splint off to shower. He just had to be very careful. And so we did, and we did that, and in 4 weeks' time, his wrist had healed, and the doctor said it usually takes 6 to 8 weeks for a broken bone to heal. And I've heard many stories about people with broken bones, and And in some cases where there was a cast, they just put a bag of clay over the cast, and the energy of the clay could go through and help, and the bone heal in record time. I had another gentleman that broke his wrist, and they told him to go and get a cast on, and he didn't want to do it. He just put the splint on, and he used the clay, and he was a horseshoer, and he was back shoeing horses and driving a tractor and shifting gears in 4 weeks. So the silicon there is very predominant and important in the clay in a lot of ways, particularly for the teeth and bones. All right, good questions today. Let's see who's in on our telephone. Ooh, we have lots of people online today, and a couple of them look like they want to ask a question. So I'm going to open line one. Somebody in Baton Rouge. Hello, this is Perry. Are you on there? Hello? Well, maybe it was an accident because I hadn't even asked the question. I was going to ask if anybody on the line would like to ask a question, and I'll open your line. All right. You're on the air. This is Perry. May I help you? Well, I'm just getting a dead sound. I don't know what's happening here. Press star 2 on your phone, and that'll open your line if you'd like to ask a question. Here we go. I'm going to try one more time.
Okay, this is Alma. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Alma. Okay. How can I help you?
Oh, good. Good, finally. Thank you for answering. My questions were all dental questions, and you answered that about the enamel. About, say, receding gums, you know, when your gums recede and you start getting spaces between your teeth, can packing, brushing with clay and packing your gums with clay, can it help that?
Yes, ma'am, very definitely. I had a lady facing pyorrhea surgery. She started packing her gums on Monday. Her surgery was scheduled for Friday, and that's when the gums get infected and they have to go in there and scrape the bone. And it cleared up in enough time that the doctor said, whatever you're doing, keep it up, and we're going to put this off. And the last time I talked to her had been 5 years, and she hadn't had the surgery yet. So I would say it would work very well.
Okay, so how you do it is just pack it at night. Do you make a paste of the water and the clay? I'm new to the clay.
If you make a paste, the paste is very slippery and it'll just slide down your throat. It won't stay in place. So you take the dry powder clay, and if you can get a little popsicle stick, one of these little coffee stirrers, pick one up at Starbucks or something, snitch some of those. They're kind of flat. You can get a little ridge of clay on there. I use the handle of my toothbrush and get a ridge of clay, pull my cheek out, and dump it between the cheek and gum. You're going to get a little on your tongue. You can just swallow it. It won't hurt. You may have to do it twice to get it in place. Sometimes it falls around, but you can kind of push it around. And then the saliva is going to stick it in place and hold it in place. And then you can sleep with it in all night. You're not even aware of it. During the day, you're kind of aware of it because little pieces break loose. And so it's best to do it at night while you sleep. Okay?
Okay. Well, it not only takes out the infection, but it'll help your gums regrow, instead of receding.
It helps tighten the gums. It pulls the bacteria out that get lodged in the gums, and it tightens the gums.
And at the same time, we could take it orally. About how much would you suggest orally if we're working on our gums? In addition to packing the gums, how much orally?
You know, you might also swish with the clay. I think to take a sip of the liquid clay and to swish with it for 10 minutes or so is good to get the circulation going in your mouth.
Okay.
And that will help with the upper teeth. It's very hard to pack the clay around the upper teeth. So I'd suggest, afterwards swishing for 5 or 10 minutes with clay.
Okay, and then drinking it probably too. Wouldn't that be good to drink it?
I believe everybody should drink it, and I recommend most people drink 2 ounces twice a day, you know, whether they need it or not, just for it's going to keep your acidity balanced all over your body. It has a wisdom. It knows what needs what pH, and it goes after any bad stuff. We ingest stuff all day long that may be toxic. And the kidney and liver are designed to filter them out, and your lymph gland. But sometimes they get behind and they can't get it all out. So if you drink a little clay every day, you know, you're capturing these toxins before they go into the body, and you're lessening the workload on your body.
I'm brand new to it. I just got some clay last week. And just a quick question, to drink those 2 ounces, to make it up, about how many teaspoonfuls or whatever do you recommend I put in how much water?
What brand of clay are you using?
It's a calcium, the calcium bentonite.
Okay, and there are about 50,000 calcium bentonites deposits.
Okay, it was a living clay.
Okay, you got the best clay. That's a triple swelling clay to make the liquid. Do you have a blender?
I just bought, it's not exactly a blender, but it's as small as a rival thing. You get it at Walmart, and somebody recommend, it works like a blender.
Okay.
Same principle.
Okay, put 2 cups of water in your blender, put a half a cup of clay, put 2 more cups of water, blend it on high for 30 seconds. Pour it into a quart container, plastic with a plastic lid or glass with a plastic lid. Leave it on your kitchen cabinet. Each morning go by and pour you off your 2 ounces and drink it. You don't need to refrigerate it. It's not going to spoil. It's inert. And mine never stays there very long. I've left it for 3 months testing it, and it was as fresh as the day I made it. But that's why you don't have to. When you put a spoonful in and stir it in a little water, it tends to lump and it sticks to the spoon. You never want to stir clay if you can shake it or blend it. And if you blend it, there's no residue left. You know, it makes it very smooth and easy to go down.
Okay, that sounds like a half a cup of clay to 4 cups water total. Is that correct?
Yes.
4 cups water. Okay.
Yes, and if you go to bentoniteclayinfo.com, there's a book there you can download that tells you how to mix that. It's all in there, how to make poultices and how to mix it for external use and internal use and clay baths. It's all the information's in there for free.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, I have another caller here. Rick. Yes, Trudy?
Hi. Hello. Hello again, Perry. Thank you so much for your detailed info. A quick thought as I was listening about the using the clay with the mouth and gums. When you have cavities, not cavities, but rather fillings, do we need to worry about the clay pulling the fillings out? And you've probably addressed this many times, but I appreciate this again.
No, you don't. The dental fillings and implants in the body are not deteriorating metals. I have been doing this for years. I have gold fillings. I have silver fillings. I have crowns, you know, and I even wore braces for 5 years and used it while I was wearing braces, and my braces never rusted, so nothing to worry about. And if you have a metal implant or a placemaker, since the clay doesn't go into the bloodstream, it's never going to contact it.
Thank you. I would ask also for a friend of mine who had implants in her breast. Is that a concern because they're a type of a silicone or a plastic?
No, the clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream.
What if she did a clay pack on her breast is what I was thinking.
I kind of doubt if it would break it down. I don't think it would bother it. My gut feeling is it wouldn't. It's not going to come in direct contact with it. and I don't see how you could pull them out. You know, that would be almost impossible. Yeah.
Okay.
It goes after things like infections and toxins.
Other live things, then. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have a tough question now. Okay.
All right.
I need you, please, to help me understand this, because I'm probably just looking at it from the wrong standpoint. But on some of the Living Clay products, I noticed that they do put some essential oils in them, the clay masks and things.
Mm-hmm. You want to put the essential oils in when the clay is wet, not when it's dry.
Right. And so working on my varicose legs, possibly varicose, there's something moving around in there. You said that we didn't want to use oils on the leg area.
Well, I wouldn't just rub oils on there and then put clay on top of it because it's going to absorb the oil.
Right.
You can use them both, but not that it just...
Okay.
It absorbs the oil, but it holds it in the clay, and you can mix it in the wet clay. You never want to mix it in dry clay. If you want to mix some in there to make the clay a little softer, you can do that.
Well, thank you for that clarification.
But, you know, they have a product, Living Clay has a product called Muscle Rub that's got tea tree oil and peppermint oil in it.
Uh-huh.
And it's very stimulating for drawing blood flow and oxygen for cellular repair.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels great when you put it on. And I like it for any kind of sore muscles, just a stiff neck. If you get a crick in your neck, just rub it on there. If you get a headache, put it around that area. And it opens up the flow of energy in the body and breaks up that knot, those knotted muscles. So you might want to use that. I just think it's a little more potent. Got a little more kick to it.
Hey, Perry, on that muscle rub you were mentioning, now is that something like a typical clay where you have to wash it off then after it's on for a while?
It's just like a regular clay, like a mask.
Okay.
And you can leave it on as long as you want. Sometimes I put it, I have an ankle that I broke 40 years ago, and when I stand too long, that one ankle, it sort of swells, and I've gotten the little red lines.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, I just put it on. I put a thin coat on it, and I let it dry, and just sleep with it on. If it's bothering me real bad, I'll put a thicker coat on and wrap it. If you put a thick coat on and let it dry, it's going to crack, and you're going to wake up with crumbles in your bed. But if you put a thin coat on, it'll stay tight and stay on the skin.
What do you consider a thick coat if you keep it hydrated? I was thinking
a fourth
like
to a half an inch.
Quarter to a half. That's thick.
Yeah.
Perry, I have another question if you could help me.
Yes.
For a friend of mine, redness, itching, scaling of skin, little breakouts and things. Normal protocol, just make a poultice?
The clay mask, put that on there, and generally it stops the itching immediately. And when you wash it off, she'll put it on there and it stops the itching. And if she wants to leave a thin coat on that area at night, in the morning when you shower and you feel that spot, you wash it off, your skin's going to feel deliciously soft. Same way as when you give yourself a facial. If you've never had a facial before, give yourself half a facial. Put it on, let it dry 15 minutes, wash it off, and then feel the different sides of your skin.
Well, we all love your clay.
Well, it does that. It makes relationships on its own. I have nothing to do with it.
Think a little bit.
Clay wins friends and it influences people.
It certainly does. The clay mask you're speaking of, is that one we make ourselves or one that you're referring to one that that Living Clay sells, please?
You can make it yourself just as easily. In that
little
recipe book, it's a 1-to-3 ratio. Do it in a blender, put 3 cups of water, 1 cup of clay. You're going to have quite a bit, but I keep a container in my kitchen and one in the bathroom and little containers to leave in my car when I go to my kids' grandson's ball games and things, you know, just for emergencies, insect bites and things.
We have
you're going to want to give it to your friends. We do. You know, I forever drive up, and there's some of these little chicken places around us, and they have these teenagers that work there, and I drive up, and some of them just have this acne that just hurts me, and I thought, I don't want to hurt their feeling, but I'm saying, honey, and I keep a little sample, and I say, honey, if you'll put this on the face tonight, you can clear that up in a heartbeat. And I just, you know, when I know suffering is optional and I see people suffering with something, I want to tell them about it. And being 77 years old, I don't really insult them. Maybe they think there's a little wisdom with the gray hair, and so they are kind of nice about it. You hate to say anything because you don't want to embarrass them, but I thought,
surely,
you know, it's optional having that. You can get rid of that in a heartbeat. And
what,
people just don't know about it.
A lady comes to mind when you're speaking of the acne. I see her face in front of me. It's the worst I've ever seen. It's open, and it hurts me to even look at it, at this young girl. She's addicted to sugar and so on. But her face is so raw
Just getting her to drink it's going to help start clearing it up. Drinking it and putting it on at night and leaving it on and letting it dry at 15 minutes and then washing it off, it's going to take the swelling, that redness out, the inflammation out. It's going to pull that excess oil. These kids eat a lot of fried foods, and it comes out in your pores, your skin, and bacteria get in there, and these, you know, whelps come up.
Yes.
And they're painful as well.
Yes.
I think clay is acne's worst nightmare.
Those are good words.
Mm-hmm. It'll chase it back into next year. You bet. Enjoyed visiting with you. Thank you, Trudy.
My pleasure.
All right. Do we have any more questions? Well, I'm going to run back over. We've gone a little over time, but with this, it's been wonderful today. So I'm going to go back over and see if we have any more questions. Well, my question bar is free, so let me get back over to where I was. And is there anyone else who would like to ask a question before I call it a day? And, you know, it's a great day today, okay?
Hello?
Yes, this is Perry. You're on the air.
Hi, my name's Carolyn. I live in Michigan, and I have I have a mass in my left breast. I don't know what it is. I refuse to have a biopsy done or anything like that, but I was wondering about using clay on that.
I would put clay on that as soon as possible, do the poultice, keep it on there day and night. If it's either going to, on a surface cancer, we don't like to make cancer claims because there's so many different kinds and different degrees and all. But we have on dogs, just putting it on topically on a surface tumor, they dissolve. It's either going to dissolve, or if it gets red and kind of inflamed, then it's trying to pull, if it is cancer, it's trying to pull it back to the point of origin. So I'd keep it on there, you know, before you had, if you were going to have surgery, before you had it. Shows that it's all in one place.
No, I choose that too.
There are some cases where, and I think there's a testimonial in there I ran across the other day about a lady that had one, and she used some black salve. And black salve is very caustic, and it burns the skin. And the deal is to open a hole so the cancer can come out, and this plug of cartilage-like stuff came out, and it left a hole about the size of a 50-cent piece, and she kept putting clay over that, and it just healed from the inside out. But that's in a serious case, and you kind of need to know what you're doing before you work with the black salve.
No, I'm pretty black salve. But getting what you need to make.
But if you notice it start getting smaller, then it's dissolving it, and I'd say that you're probably safe.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Since they found this, I've been using the therapeutic essential oils on it and a turmeric paste.
Is it changing?
I couldn't feel it before, but I can feel it now. So I don't know if it's coming up to more to the surface or what.
Okay. Try the clay and use it away from the other oils that you're putting on. You can use the clay at night and put it on all night or all during the day. And then if you want to try the others at night, give the clay a chance to work for about a week and see if you notice a change in it. And feel
okay.
free to call me anytime. My name
right.
should be, my phone number should be on that bentoniteclayinfo.com site.
Okay. Thank you
all
very
right?
much.
Yes.
All righty.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Anyone else with a question? All right. Well, it's a beautiful day out today, and even if it's not wherever you are, this is a new day. Make it something special. Have a wonderful weekend. Spring is here. Get outside if you can and get a little exercise and just enjoy life. I love each and every one of you. We've had a great session today with wonderful questions. I couldn't do this without you. Thank you very much. Mrs. Perrier signing out.